I still got a lot of fire left in me.
Hi, this is Amy Altieri. I'm part of the Ebell Club Philanthropies here in Laguna Beach, and I'm here with Penny Stastny and Sylvia Powers. You were just listening to Rachel Platten's fight song, because we are all about the girl power. We're also all about KX 93.5. This is their fundraiser. They're letting us take over their airways. What do you guys like about the radio station here?
Oh, we love KX 93.5. It's our local voice. It's been in Laguna a long time, and we love to just watch it and listen to it.
Well, plus it's nice to have a radio station that actually you can hear in Laguna. It's nice to have our local station.
This is true.
Otherwise, we feel like we're in
and
radio
also
free
tells
Laguna.
You local news. Like that bloated whale that they towed in off the beach. You know, you don't get that all the time.
Exactly.
And we like to hear Jason sing the police blotter with his own spin on things.
Yes.
So it's great to have an organization like Ebell, who does philanthropy work for other charities in Laguna Beach, coordinate with KX 93.5. It's been really fun. If anyone would like to call in and make a donation, we would love to hear from you. You can call 949-715-5936, or if you're shy, you can call 949-715-4859, and we won't talk to you. Or you can go in on the website, www.kx935/kxtakeover.
And we'll take any amount.
Anything.
We're not proud.
$5. $20. $1 million.
So I noticed we also had some lovely pastries and bagels out there in the lobby that I'm dieting, so I didn't take any part of. But that's from Cafe Heidelberg. So, again, local people donating to our local station. So that's great.
Well, we're here to talk about our charity, Ebell Club of Laguna Beach. We have been in existence since 1933, and Amy is our current president. So, Amy, I'll let you talk a little bit about it.
We have a phone call.
Okay, before we get to talking about Ebell, we have a phone call.
Oh, cool. Who's on the phone?
My name is Carrie Joyce.
And hello, caller.
Pardon me? Can you hear me?
Caller, are you there?
Dead air,
yes,
caller.
I am. My name is Carrie Joyce.
Thank you.
Hi, Ms. Carrie.
Hi, and you three sound wonderful.
Thank you.
I think this is wonderful what you're doing to let people know about Ebell philanthropy projects and activities and get the name out there. And I wanted to donate for myself and for Christina Calderon, who's a member and is involved in a meeting and can't call in this hour.
Well, thank you. They will probably turn it back over to Jason and the guy that sings the police blotter, and he will take your information and you can make the donation. Do you know how many organizations Ebell's donating to this year?
I don't. I know that it's always 20 or so.
We have 21 different organizations in Laguna that we're donating to this year.
That is wonderful. I think you do such a beautiful job with your activities and donating and supporting Laguna Beach. It's a wonderful organization.
Carrie, are you coming to the Derby this year, Kentucky Derby?
Of course. I wouldn't miss it. It's always so much fun, and it's exciting, and it's a lovely affair to see all the women, especially in their hats, but men too.
Well, Carrie, we know you've been involved in Ebell for a number of years. How many years has it been, Carrie?
I was a member for 22 years. I joined in 1985, and then I've been a sustaining member for, I guess, maybe 15 years. I'm not sure.
I don't think you've been sustaining that long.
So you may be sustaining, Carrie, but you're still very involved with us. And
So the Derby is Saturday, May 6th at Aliso Viejo Country Club. And if anyone would like to go to the Derby that hasn't already come to the Derby, you can go to our website at www.ebell.org. And you can buy tickets. They're $75 a piece. The Derby's on May 6th at 12:30 p.m.
So, ladies, shall I take Kerry's pledge off the air? I'll take her details off the air so that we don't read out a credit card number.
That's probably right. I don't need the whole world.
No, probably not.
We probably don't need that.
I would think so. Can I get you to play a record? We'll play a record, and I'll take Kerry's details off the air. Kerry, if you'd stay on the line.
All right,
Kerry. Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome. My pleasure. As I said, you sound great.
Thanks, Carrie.
Thanks. We appreciate the call.
So while we get Carrie's details, we're going to listen to Beyoncé, Run the World, Girls.
All right.
Girls, we run this mother.
So I understand we have another call. Welcome back to the radio. Again, we've got our second call. Who's calling us this morning, Jason?
Hi, this is Devin Altieri.
Hey, Pooks.
Hey.
Hi. Devin Altieri. How nice of you to call.
That's Amy's daughter.
So, Devin, what have you got to say for yourself this morning?
I just wanted to say that Eval Club has done great things for this community, and as an Eval Club scholarship recipient, it made a big difference in being able to buy books, mostly because books are so expensive.
There was no nepotism involved. It was all, the scholarships are done with a blank on their names. So there was no nepotism whatsoever. And I was not on the scholarship committee at the time.
You think she protested too much?
Well, that's great.
She really wasn't.
Well, that's great, Devin. That leads us into our discussion with Amy about what is eBell, who is eBell, and what kinds of things that we do. So thanks for prompting that, Devin.
Of course. And I'm
thanks
always
for
happy
calling.
To help eBell.
And we love you, Devin. Thank you.
And thanks for all the support you have given us throughout the years.
I love you guys, too. And I'm bummed that I won't be at the Derby. And anyone that is in Laguna should go and have fun for me, because I can't go.
Oh, well, we'll miss having you. And we appreciate the times that you've helped us out with the Derby as well. Thanks.
So I'm going to turn you over to Jason, and you can make a little donation.
Can I put you down for like $500,000 bucks, Devin, or what?
Absolutely,
do you think?
Yeah.
Is that all right?
She can write you a check.
Did you leave your credit card out, Amy, when you left home today?
She's on the East Coast.
Oh, okay, good. Well, thanks for calling, Dev.
Yeah, we'll take your details off the air, Devin. If you could just stay on the line, that would be really helpful, and we'll play another song, and during that song, I will take your inside leg measurements.
Okay.
Thanks, Jason. Thanks,
so our
Devin.
Next song is going to be Cyndi Lauper's Girls Just Want to Have Fun, because we do.
Oh,
Hey, Laguna. The ladies from eBell are back. If you want to make any donations to KX 93.5, you can call 949-715-5936. We'd love to hear from you. I was just going to give a little background on eBell. eBell, there was a guy named John eBell in the late 1800s that started an international society for the advancement of art and science. And these women in Oakland loved him, and he took them on this trip to study art and science, and he died. And they loved him so much that they became a society, a charitable society, and named eBell after this Mr. eBell. But it's an all-women's society now, which I think is a little ironic that it's all women, and we do charity work for the greater good of Laguna Beach. But it was named after some guy that came from England who died outside of Oakland. So that's how Laguna got started. And now we are giving to 21 different charities within Laguna Beach. We give to children. We give to the senior center to help with coping with the blues. We give to the Friendship Shelter. There's quite a few charities that we give to. What are you guys' favorite charities that we give to?
Well, I have to tell you, it's such a wide range. I like the women, the blues, the program that we support through the Senior Center for women that are suffering from the blues. We all love our mammals, so the Marine Mammal Center. Mm-hmm. I think
we give $1,000 scholarships to the Laguna Beach High School students. That gives them that jump start that Devin was just talking about earlier.
I actually like that one the best because I feel like if you're rewarding kids who are doing so much community service now, mm-hmm. that those are the kids that are going to continue to give back to their communities in the future.
Yeah, I think so. And especially in a small community, it's really nice to have an organization that just supports the community like the radio station. The radio station is our radio station. Our charity is our charity for Laguna Beach. We support the arts, the museum, the theater. Again, Laguna Beach Art Museum, Laguna Beach Theater. It's all
How lucky are we in a community of 24,000 people to have an art museum and a radio station and and a marine mammal center and a playhouse?
You know what? eBell Club to me has meant so much. When my husband died in 1994, I came back to Laguna. I was born and raised here, and I really needed community. I needed to connect. I needed women. And eBell Club has been that and is today. I love Laguna. I love the eBell. I love the way we connect with all the other charity and organizations. We work closely with the Assistance League, CSPU Shelter, Friendship Shelter, the La Playa Center, Sally's Fund. There isn't anything that we don't hear about and give to as the need arises. We have a wonderful philanthropy committee that really spends careful time assessing what kind of needs our community has. Just the eBell Club is small. It's a group of women. We're mighty. And we rotate homes. We get together every month. And it's just a great organization. If any of you out there are thinking about joining some organization, eBell Club is a club that you definitely need to consider.
And I think that's why...
We don't really trade homes. We just have meetings in other people's houses. We don't really trade homes with each other.
Sorry.
Well, and I think that's why our Kentucky Derby fundraiser is so important, because that's where we really, our major yearly fundraiser, where we get the money to support our community.
On May 6th at the fundraiser. Do you have your hat?
I do. I have my hat.
What color is it?
My hat is my usual theme, black and white.
Penny, do you have your hat?
I do. It's a straw hat with a pink rose on it, and... I'm excited for the hat contest. Let me clarify. We do share.
We don't trade houses.
We rotate different homes
for
our meetings.
Well, plus we have so many donations that we put together for our silent auction. So many things.
We have incredible trips this year to the Caribbean and
Palm Springs.
Palm Springs, wine
Hawaii.
Country. Hawaii. Hawaii, yeah, that's a good one.
Hawaii, the wine country. We've
lots
got
of restaurants, too.
Almost every restaurant in town. I mean, we love our restaurants that have supported us. We love the stores that have supported us.
And you know another thing I love about the Ebell Club is that because we do go from hometown, our administrative costs are so low that everything that we make, we give back.
Right. Nobody's on the payroll at Ebell.
No, we pay an accountant to do our taxes because we don't want to get in trouble with the feds. And who else do we pay? There's one other person that we pay.
I think that's the only person that we pay.
Maybe it is just the account. Oh, yeah. No, insurance. We have to pay insurance.
Oh, we have to pay for our insurance.
That's it. That's all we pay. Everything mm-hmm. else goes to charity. It's a beautiful thing. You guys want to play another song?
Sure.
Okay, let's go with some more
for?
Girl power. Helen Reddy's I Am Woman.
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore, and I know too much to go back and pretend. 'Cause I've heard it all before, and I've been down there on the floor. No one's ever gonna keep me down again. Whoa, yes, I'm wise, but it's wisdom for the pain. Yes, I paid the price, but look how much I gained. If I have to, I can do anything. I am strong. It only serves to make me more determined to achieve my final goal. And I come back even stronger, not a novice any longer, 'cause you deepen the conviction in my soul. Oh yes, I'm wise, but it's wisdom for the pain. Yes, I pay the price, but look how much I
you're on with KX 93.5 and the ladies of Ebell Club Philanthropies, Penny, Sylvia, and Amy. Next up is... Oh, shoot, I forgot the song.
It's Brittany.
Oh yeah, Brittany. Bleep. Brittany Spears Stronger.
There's nothing you can do or say.
Back on the air. You're back on the air with our local radio station, 93.5. This is Sylvia Powers. I'm here with the Ebell Club Philanthropies of Laguna Beach. And we are looking for phone calls. We're looking for donations to the radio station. We're looking for donations to Ebell. And we're looking to see you at our upcoming Kentucky Derby. It's not too late to get tickets. Saturday, May 6th at the Aliso Viejo Country Club. We're going to have a Southern Buffet luncheon.
Oh, it's not buffet this year.
Oh, that's right. They're actually serving us.
Yes.
Wow, we're getting fancy, yeah. Schmancy, eh? And we're going to have a silent auction, a raffle. By the way, if you want to get tickets, you can go to our website, ebellagunabeach.org, or I'm in charge of RSVPs, and I'm very happy to take any RSVPs at this date through my email, Sylvia Powers, S-Y-L-V-I-A, Powers, the number 19, at gmail.com. So you can email me or go to the website. Amy, I understand we're playing games this year. I haven't been part of that. What kind of games are we playing?
We are playing games. We have a pin the tail on the horse.
Okay.
And then we have a ring toss. And then we also have this thing, it's like beanbag bags, but it's not cornhole. There are these buckets that are stacked up, so it almost looks like skee ball with beanbags. And people can accumulate points by playing the games, and you get prizes based on who gets the most points. So it should be really fun and very competitive, and it's going to be outside on the deck. And
Oh, what about the fact that we're actually showing the Kentucky Derby and betting
we are,
on the horses?
We are not betting. We are doing a race raffle.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. We can't say,
Betting's illegal. We would never do that.
I'm sure. Guys are so drunk. You've got a phone call. You've got two phone calls.
Oh, good.
Oh,
so
we're popular.
Let's take them, shall we?
Shall we? Who's
All right,
calling?
Let's see. Let's try that.
Hello? You're
Hello.
On the air.
Hello, caller. Who's this?
Well, I'm not going on the air. I'm trying to find if
well, you're on the air, so I can have Jason take you off the air.
We'll go off the
I'll tell you what. I'll call the office number.
There
okay.
you go. That's great.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay.
Do you have that number?
He's gone. All right, let's take another call. Here we go.
Hi there, caller. Who's calling?
My name is Sandra Renner, and I'm with Ebell Club and Philanthropy.
Sandra Renner was our president for 2 years in
two
a
years
row,
in
bless
a row.
Her heart.
The long-suffering Sandra Renner.
No, it wasn't long-suffering. So who am I on the phone with?
You are on the phone with Amy, Sylvia, and Penny.
Hello.
Hi, you three. How are you?
Good.
We're having a great time talking about our local radio station and Ebell at the same time.
That's wonderful.
Do
and
you have
telling
your hat?
Them all the. Do I have my hat?
Yes. For the Derby, Sandy.
I know I need to have one, and I will have one this year.
Hey, Sandy, what has
now
Ebell...
you put me on the spot.
Well, maybe I'll put you on the spot again. So
okay.
what has meant most to you about our Ebell Club?
Wow. There's many things. And as I said, when I was looking for an organization to be part of and contribute to the community, Ebell spoke to me because we support the community in a variety of ways, from children to seniors, from school to the art to the resource centry, the food pantry. And so it really supported the entire community. And the other piece was the commitment by volunteers to the organization who show up every time and work hard so that we're small but mighty. And that was real impressive to me.
That we are.
So, yeah. And fun.
Yes.
We are fun.
Yeah, let's not leave that word out. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
We so as fun. We're doing it, we have fun. And the other thing is the support amongst members that when you need something or you need help, it's always there. And so I never feel alone that I'm having to do my role by myself. There's always somebody there to step in and help.
Great.
I totally agree, Sandy. And I think for me, that's one of the biggest reasons I love Ebell and stay involved. We're also connected. And, you know, none of us are without challenges. And to encourage one another when we have a problem, we're there for each other.
Mm-hmm.
And we come up with great ideas for service. So thank you so much for calling in and sharing.
You're welcome.
Yeah, we've even done some different things this year where we've volunteered at other charities, fundraisers, because we don't have big pockets, but we do have big heart. And so we've gone and volunteered man hours at other people's fundraisers so that they can actually enjoy their guests and their fundraisers at their own fundraiser.
Right. I got to volunteer for the fundraiser that was done in honor of the police officer who had passed away from our Laguna Beach Police Department.
Mm.
And it was so nice to meet other people doing good work for the community, and that my participation was helpful to allow others to enjoy their event, to engage with the people at their event. And, you know, it just feels like, wow, you're helping more people than just the people you're helping through your organization.
I agree.
Yeah, well, keep up the good work.
Thanks
keep
for calling,
on the
Sandra.
Radio show. Oh, absolutely.
Thank you, Sandy. And thanks
thank
for all
you.
The hard work you've been doing for Ebell as well.
Sandra, would you stay on the line, darling, so I can get your details off the air?
Sure.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sandy.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Amy, what are we going to hear next?
Okay, next up, we are going to listen to Survivor by Destiny's Child.
All right.
But I'm stronger. You thought that I'd be broke without you, but I'm richer. You thought that I'd be sad without you. I left harder. Thought I wouldn't grow without you. Now I'm wiser. Thought that I'd be helpless without you, but I'm smarter. You thought that I'd be stressed without you, but I'm chilling. You thought I wouldn't sell without you. Sold 9 million.
Destiny's Child.
I will survive.
I don't know what Jason's playing now.
I'm not doing anything. Nothing to see here.
We are back on KX 93.5 in Laguna Beach. I have some kind of odd stats about Laguna Beach that a lot of people don't know. In the county of Orange, Laguna Beach is 13th in median household income. But we are number one in cost of living. So when Ebell gives to all these different charities, there really is a lot of need within Laguna Beach. And 8% of the people in Laguna Beach live below the poverty line. So that's one of the reasons that Ebell tries to pick up pieces from different factions within Laguna Beach. And one of the ways that KX93.5 helps is that they partner with our community. And if there is a problem, an emergency, KX93.5 has backup generators and everything, so they can stay on the air and guide us in case of our emergencies. So if anyone would like to donate to KX93.5, they can call 949-715-5936 or 949-715-4859 for people who are a little air shy. Penny, what do you like best about eBell?
Well, Amy, I'm not sure where to begin because eBell has become such a big part of my life. I will tell you that when my husband died back in 94 and I came back to Laguna, I was really looking for other women that I could connect with. And since I am a nurse, retired, semi-retired, I wanted an organization where I could give and I could help and I could make a difference and I could connect with others. And eBell fit all of those. I love that there's something for everyone in Laguna. I love giving back to the town that I was born and raised in because it has given so much to me. I love eBell because it's a club where we have an opportunity to raise money for all those programs, organizations, charities, schools, centers. They all have needs to support our eBell Little League and our scholarships. The list is never ending. Anyway, I love eBell because it's small and mighty, and we meet monthly, and we are able to connect and just be such close friends for each other alongside having fun and alongside giving service to all these 21 charity organizations that we continuously give to.
How does one become a member of eBell, Penny?
Well, for one, you can call us right now and show an interest. It's very easy. If you have a willing heart and you have the time, one thing I do love about eBell is that it does meet just once a month. So if you're a busy mom and you've got a busy life, but still want to give back to Laguna a little bit, it's possible in the eBell Club.
It's nice because there's definitely an ebb and flow. You see people come through eBell. And some years, they're super involved and super hands-on. And then other years, stuff happens. And that person has to pull back, but that's okay. And we still have them within our organization, and they still contribute what they can.
Yes, just like Carrie Joyce. She's very involved in the Assistance League as well. But she's ill. She is a sustainer for us in eBell. And she does still support us.
She shows up to a lot of our, not just our events, but our meetings as well.
And Karen Morrow, who is past president of the Assistance League, she's a sustainer for eBell as well. So just because you're an eBell member doesn't mean that you can't become a member of another organization here too. Laguna needs a lot of help. And I don't think everyone, it's an affluent community, but we definitely have an area of need.
Yeah, well, being 16th or 13th in median household income, I don't think people realize, yes, the houses got very expensive, but not everyone has that kind of cash. A lot of people just happen to have lived here a long time before real estate went crazy.
Right. And I think the connection with the other women is huge. I think having each other when we have issues and problems and get discouraged to call up and say, hey, you know, I can use a friend, I can use the support. We have that in eBell. And I have to tell you, that's big in my book.
Can I ask you a question, ladies?
Yes.
How does an organization become one of your, one of the organizations that you help?
They can contact us through our website, and then we can guide them as to how they can submit a plea, and then our philanthropy committee evaluates it, and the philanthropy committee will let them know step by step what they need to submit, and they have to be a 501(c). Then we evaluate it and give them as much as we can based on what they ask for. I mean, they do need to realize that we are not a deep pocket organization, but we can assist in helping out with the little things that a big organization, you know, we don't fund the entire senior center, but we do contribute to coping with the blues at the senior center.
So you're looking for specific things within an organization?
Yes.
That that are perhaps underfunded or that, you know, go by the wayside. You know,
yes.
Some organizations can't afford office equipment, you know, that kind of thing.
Yes.
Or as you say, books for the schools.
1 year we bought folding chairs for the Girl Scouts.
Yeah.
Band uniforms for Laguna Beach High School.
Yeah.
An outdoor storage shed for the Girl Scouts.
Ha.
I mean, we, you know, the interesting
What are they keeping there, Boy Scouts?
Exactly. The interesting thing is, Jason, the philanthropy committee, and I was the chair of the committee last year, and I've been on the committee for many, many years, is it's a very thorough process. We review all of the grants that are grant requests that we get, and we in detail discuss each organization and what their funding needs are. And it's a very well thought out process.
And if we are underfunded that year, it makes for a painful discussion.
Yes.
Yeah. We bring tissues.
Right. Well, you've got to be very careful about where you allocate your funds, I'm sure. And also, you get to know as human beings, you get to know these people very well. And it's an incredible way to be a community, I think. And you guys obviously support each other as well in your endeavors.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Well, it's also a very small town. You know, everyone's kind of cross-pollinated. This person knows that person. In fact, Sylvia was just at the bank the other day.
Oh.
Yeah, tell that. That's funny.
I went into the bank the other day, Union Bank. Shout out to Union Bank because they've been a good bank and a good sponsor of eBell for a number of years. And I was followed in by a gentleman I didn't know, and he found $20 on the floor. And so we were having discussion with Dan, branch manager, about what to do with the $20. And I said, why don't you donate it to eBell? And he said, yes. As a matter of fact, he said, eBell's got a big event coming up and I have to get my RSVP in. And I looked at him and I said, well, you're in the right place because I'm the RSVP person. Have you got your credit card with you? He looked a little shocked and he said, yes, I do. I said, great. I'll go out to your car with you and you can give me your RSVP and your credit card. We'll take care of it all at once. And it turns out it was Keith from our Pacific Marine Mammal Center.
That's
we love our Pacific Marine Mammal Center. We donate to them every year. So small town, small world. Keith's coming to the Derby. I got the RSVP, life is good.
You closed him. Closed him in the parking lot.
And another
Union shout
Bank.
Out. Another shout out for Laguna Beach Playhouse. I just went to the play last night. King of the Road, Roger Miller story. Jesse Johnson played Roger Miller, and it was phenomenal. I recommend it highly. I love our playhouse, and we sponsor each other.
The playhouse just gave us 2 tickets to the opening of that play, and then we auction it off among our members. And so one of our members, I believe it was Janice, got to go to the opening, and eBell made money off of it, and the Playhouse supported us, and we support the Playhouse.
I know, they're unbelievable.
Yeah.
Really cool.
It's a great town.
Well, we're delighted to have you here as part of KX Takeover, and your hour's almost up, I'm afraid, but it's been cool to have you here, and thank you very much, and thanks to the people that have called in to make donations, pledges. And you guys obviously do brilliant work, and we just feel very proud to be associated with the eBell Club of Laguna Beach.
Thank you so much for having us.
I hope that
your week of takeovers goes phenomenally successfully.
Yes.
Well, it's going well now. I feel very warm-hearted towards you ladies, and just think it's lovely that you get to support each other in your personal lives as well as do such good philanthropic
stuff.
Well,
that's one of the nice things about eBell is the friendships that we've all made with each other. That's a real special part of eBell.
Yeah.
So everyone, come to the Derby.
Will there be alcohol, Amy?
There will be. We're going to have mint
juleps. Yeah, it's going to be. It's in Amy's glove
wine.
Box. Amy's got a bottle of vodka in a glove box.
Well, that's a big draw.
Jason,
sometimes.
You're always telling on me.
Mint juleps.
I don't keep mint juleps in the glove box.
They don't make it to the
event. That's frowned upon. But thank you so much for having us.
Cool, absolutely.
Who's going to sing us out, Amy?
I think we're going to go out with Spice Girls Wannabe.
I've got it right here, lined up.
All right.
Well, listen.
Thank you, Jason.
It's been fab, and thanks very much. And anybody else wants to make a donation in the eBell Club's name, just call 949-715-4859. That's the office number, and they'll be happy to take your details.
It's a great radio station.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Thanks for your support.
Thank you, Jason. Thanks for having us.
Wait, that's not right. What is it you wanted again? Wannabe. All right, I'm going to stop this. You'd think I'd know how to do this by now, wouldn't you? Here we go. All right.
What
is it you really, really want? No, you can tell me off the air. All right, it's KX 93.5.
She got G like MC, you liked it on a easy V, you doesn't come for free, she's a real lady. And as for me, you'll see, slam your body down and wine, it's all around. Slam your body down and wine, it's all around.
If you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my friends. Make it last forever, friendship never ends. If you wanna be my lover, you have got to give. Taking is too easy, but that's the way it is. If you wanna be my lover, if you wanna be my lover.